Simen Shin Gimel, Sif Yud. So the Mechaber discusses a lady going outside with a ring on Shabbos. Let's say to Tabash Yishto Chosim. She cannot go out with a signet ring on Shabbos. And if she goes out with it, she's Chayav Chatas. For a woman, it's not a Taksha to have a signet ring. A man goes with a signet ring. A woman doesn't go with a signet ring. So this is the worst case scenario because it's a normal way to carry, because sometimes the husband needs her to hold the ring for him, and she'll put on her finger to hold it for the husband, and she'll go outside like that during the week. But she has to go outside for something. So it's a normal way for her to carry. It's not a taksha for her. It's not jewelry for her because it's a signet ring. It's not a ring for a decorative for jewelry purposes. And therefore, if she goes outside with it, it's considered she's carrying shechayev chatas. A ring that does not have a chesam, so that is a taksha for her, a regular ring. And really, she should be allowed to go outside with it on Shabbos, except because of the chashash that she might come to take off the show somebody and end up carrying the aldamas. It's also midr abonon, so it's part of avalasa. Sif Yud Aleph, a woman cannot go outside with a kulier. A kulier is to have a takshit, not sure exactly what it is, but something that was used typically to close like her clothing together, to close the two sides together that it shouldn't open up and she shouldn't be exposed. Now the Mishnah explains that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case that she's going outside with a kulier, but she's not currently using it to close up her clothing. If it's to close up her clothing, so that's the appropriate way to wear it, and to takshit, as no chashash she can take off the shoni bag, because then she's going to be exposed. Here we're talking about that she's using it in a different way. She's just carrying it on her. So it's not considered a takshit. It's a masoi. Why is she wearing it? She's not even wearing it the way that's done to close up the clothing. It's probably just to show that she's rich, because it's a takshit of some sort, and she's wearing it on herself in a funny way. So it's a masoi, and she is chayv chata. She carries it. It's a melacha deraisa. Neither could she go outside with the kavelas. Kavelas is a type of a kesher that was tied to a bais mishareich atoiv. It was tied to some sort of perfume. And this is a way to go out with perfume. And the Shabur says that a lady who has reich ra, who has a bad smell, she would wear this. And it's also midrabonah for a woman to wear this outside on Shabbos. It's not chayv chatas, it's a tachshah for her. But it's also midrabonah chatchila, because the same chashash might take off the shoulder to somebody. Shabur discussed also going outside tzuchas shemen, a far simoin, also good smelling shemen, a jar of good, a container of good smelling shemen that's on her arm. Same problem, even if the way she's carrying is technically a tachshah mimutam midraisa, it's also midrabonah, she might take off the shoulder to somebody. The Shulchan Aruch discusses if a woman's missing a tooth and she gets a fake tooth. If it's a gold tooth, she cannot wear it on Shabbos because since it looks different than the rest of her teeth, someone might make fun of her and she take it off and carry it. So it's a silver tooth, which resembles the natural color of teeth, that's mutter. And the same thing would be, or even more pasha would be, if she gets a tooth from a different person, someone had a tooth pulled or something like that, or from a dead person, and she has it put in as a fake tooth for her, that definitely blends into the rest of her teeth. And therefore, mutter chatchila to go outside like that on Shabbos, no chashash to take it off and carry. Yisiv Gimel, the Mechaber says, a woman cannot go outside with a shoe that's ripped on top, in the upper part of the shoe, because people could see it, people might make fun of her, she comes to carry it. Nor could she go outside with a new shoe, because maybe it's not the right size. And she'll take it off, and she'll carry it, because it's not comfortable, it's not the right size. Unless the Mechaber says she wore it a little before Shabbos, she knows it's the right size. Shabbos says, even a drop, even a small amount of time, Sha'achas before Shabbos is good enough, that she wore it before Shabbos, she knows it's the right size, then it's okay to wear this new shoe on Shabbos. Mechaber says that for a man, it's mutter, the ripped shoe, and the shoe that he never tried on for Shabbos, that might be a perfect fit, because a man's not so mock, but he'll carry it, he'll wear it like that no matter what, even people making fun of the fact that it's ripped, even if it's not a perfect fit. There must is other clothing, even a lady is no concern. It's only about the shoes that if we all know it's a perfect fit, or if it's ripped, the lady cannot wear outside on Shabbos. Sividal, the Mechaber says a woman can go out if she wants to cover hair with chutei sar, strands of hair, whether from her hair or from someone else's hair, even hair from an animal, they might think, Shabur explains, might think it's a kmias, and she ends up taking off and carrying on Shabbos. There's no such shash. And she could go outside wearing this fake hair on her on Shabbos, as long as it's something that matches for her. In other words, the old lady cannot go out with a hair that comes from a young lady, and a young lady cannot go out with that which comes from an old lady, because since it's the wrong type for her age group, you might make fun of her, and she'll take it off and end up carrying it on Shabbos. Sif Tezvav, start the next Sif. That woman could go out with a kesher, some sort of a knot that he did for refuah, for ayin hara. They felt there was a refuah for ayin hara. Mishpura says their days was badak refuah, was a kamiya mumcha. There's no kashash to take off the shoni bag, because it wasn't a beautiful thing, it wasn't something that looked nice. They just had it on them for refuah, and that was fine, as long as on tight, that there's no kashash that she's gonna take it off, it's gonna fall off. Shulchan Aruch discussed also a moich that was in her ear to catch lechlis, to catch like liquid that might be coming out of her ear, or the same thing, any other part of her body, lechayra, that if it's tied on tightly, this moich, this cloth, this bandage, so to speak, there's no chashash going to fall off. There's definitely a reason someone would take it off, and therefore it's fine. sending a cloth, moich shabbat sandal in her shoe, that's attached to her shoe or to her sandal. A person could go outside on Shabbos with shoes or sandals that are close from all sides, even not tied, even not tied, the lace is not tied, as long as no chashash, it's going to fall over the foot. It's a practical chashash. If it's a chashash, it's going to fall over the foot, then not. If no chashash will fall over the foot, then yeah, it's going to get to cracks and slides, etc. If no chashash will fall over the foot, then it's fine. If it is a chashash, no good. Same thing a moich that she makes the catch, her danidus, that also, as long as the Mark explains it's honor that she shouldn't get bloody and shouldn't be mitzah her, that's not considered carrying, it's to save the goof, not to save her clothing, and it's fine, no chashash, take off and carry it because it's mis.